93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:45 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. In about a little less than 2 weeks, I would say, is a chance for you to go to a couple of local homes and take a look at the gardens that are in them. There are four sites that will be part of the Knox County Garden Walk on June 15th. You can find out more about them on the community events page of WGIL.com. Some very easy sites I think you'll be able to get to are among those that are in them. But this is all being put together by Master Gardeners in the Knox County U of I Extension. So I am pleased to welcome to our studio Pat Kane, Lindsay Cabot, Kathy Breeden, and Pat Asbury. And I welcome all of you here. And I will, Pat, I will start with you.
Okay.
First of all, we hear a lot about the Master Gardener program here in the area, and I know it's been a really popular thing with a lot of people, but in the off chance that there's somebody who doesn't know what that's all about, maybe I'll have you talk about that first.
Okay. It is a program through the University of Illinois Extension, and you have an opportunity to go through a series of classes and training to become a Master Gardener. That's the hat that you wear when you graduate. It is something that involves learning just enough to be dangerous about gardening, but it's a wonderful opportunity for people who are interested in knowing more and working in the garden. It's also a great opportunity to work with some fabulous people that our fellow Master Gardeners. So it's something that I decided to do after I retired and was able to do it. And so it's a wonderful program.
It's fantastic. Kathy, I'll move to you. What got you interested in it and what keeps you interested in it?
Well, I retired from the Knox County Nursing Home in 1998. And the year before that, a former administrator, Julaine Fowler, wanted to make a garden for the residents to go out and be out in the fresh air and look at beauty. So she started what was called the Century Garden between two of the wings. And I and another lady, Joy Gordon, were on that first committee to do that. And I actually volunteered my daughter, Julie Dennis, to design the garden for us. And I've been involved with that ever since. And the garden's called a Century Garden because it was in commemoration of 100 years of the Knox County Nursing Home being a true nursing home, and with nurses and doctors available. And we started with that first garden, and then we went a little bit farther off of Wing 3 patio. We have a raised flower bed. We have two raised beds, that they can put vegetables in. And then another administrator later down the road got a grant from the public. I lost the name of the place.
Oh, you're fine.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, she got a grant and started making the front lawn into gardens also.
Yeah.
So we decided to get involved with the Master Gardeners to learn more about what we were doing at the nursing home. And that's how the Master Gardeners got involved with the Knox County Nursing Home.
That is wonderful. In fact, I'll stay with you for a second to talk about the nursing home, if I could, because that is one of the four sites that will be on the garden walk coming up later this month. Talk a little bit about a little more about that and what you think keeps those gardens going. It must continue to be going successful if you've expanded the real estate that the garden sits on.
Yes, it's a lot of work. That's why we enjoined the Master Gardeners to come help us. We're part of the committee of the Master Gardeners. Mm-hmm. And we also like to have community involved in it. We've had people from the Community Bible Church in Knoxville come out. They give time on the fifth Sundays instead of going to a church meeting, they come out and help do a community garden.
Wonderful.
With us.
All right. Pat Asbury, I'll move to you. How are you involved in this this garden walk?
Well, I am head of the site for the fairgrounds.
Okay. The Knox County Fairgrounds is also on the list. So talk about that and what's going to be unique about that stop.
I graduated from Master Gardeners in 2001, so I've been working at the fairgrounds for 18 years.
Wow.
And my daughter's on the fair board, and Ann Colopy at the time, we started making gardens out there. They used to have just planters. Now, if you go to the fairgrounds, we have gardens all over.
That's fantastic.
But we're going to have a display garden for the site, and they will have all the flowers will be named so people can come out and see what they look like in the gardens.
And I see at the fairgrounds, each one of these four sites has what is described here as a special experience. And at the fairgrounds, one of the other things I know that a lot of folks have given a lot of attention to over recent years will be a focus, too, with monarch butterflies, correct?
Yes, we have a way station there. And so we just planted some butterfly bushes. We have things that the monarchs like, so they'll see that there. Also,
wonderful.
On that day, there's the Rova show will be there, so we'll have food available at our site.
That's fantastic. Lindsay, I'll move to you. Why are you involved in Master Gardeners?
I got involved last year as a volunteer, and then this year I became the director of the Sandberg Community Garden out there by the junior college.
That's really taken off, hasn't it, that garden?
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started it in 2011, and it's come a long way.
Certainly has. I remember when they first started it. It seemed like it was a little garden and just kept getting bigger and bigger over the years, right?
Yep, it has. Last year, we donated about 6,000 pounds to the local food pantries here in town.
And that's all food that just grown in the garden, right?
That's all food grown in the garden, yep.
That's wonderful. And let me guess, I imagine you're involved in that stop on the garden walk.
Yes, I am.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, this year we plan on doing, we're hiding some painted rocks for the kids to find out in the garden.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little bean sprout for the little kids to do. You put a little bean in a wet paper towel and it should sprout. And then they can plant it out in the yard and grow some beans of their own. And we're going to have hot dogs.
Wonderful.
And I am preparing a healthy, nutritious snack. I'm working towards my registered dietitian credential, so I'm going to be out there doing a little bit about nutrition, too.
Well, what better way to extol the virtues of nutrition, if you will, than to be around a garden all
exactly.
the time, right?
Yep.
That's wonderful. The next, the fourth stop is the Carl Sandburg Birthplace, the state historic site here in Galesburg, And Pat Kane, I know you're involved in that.
Yes, definitely. At the Carl Sandburg Historic Site, the Master Gardeners partnered with the site in 2014 to begin taking care of the grounds. And, of course, it is a state historic site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different stop because it has such historical significance besides being certainly a garden. Within it, it has Remembrance Park. And in Remembrance Park, something that makes it a really special site as well is that Carl Sandburg's ashes and the ashes of his wife and two daughters is interred there. So we are very determined to have it be something that would be of historical significance,
great.
But we also like to vary the garden up. And our project will be, we're going to have a scavenger hunt.
Wonderful.
For the kids. And it will mix garden information as well as Sandburg information. So there'll be prizes and the site will be open. The birthplace will be open and there will be guides there. To allow people to go through the site as well as beautiful gardens.
That's wonderful.
If we get the weeds. We're working on weeds.
There you go. Kathy, you had something to add?
Well, just hope for good weather for us, for
yes.
one thing. And we also have...
Well, don't shoot the messenger if you don't get good weather. That's all I'm asking.
We also have on the site Wessel's family farm barn.
Okay.
With like a museum that's going to be open. And we also have a goat pen with friendly goats that mm-hmm. kids can feed Cheerios to.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and refreshments. So we hope people can come on out and see the grounds of the Knox County Nursing Home. Okay. We're proud of it.
And that's Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's
right.
Otherwise free. And according to the info on our community events calendar, you can start at any one of the four sites.
Right. And we have door prizes.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So be sure to enter those as well. Although it says here one entry per visitor per site. But yes, radio people, you have trouble wrangling people in when it comes to contests. Just trust me on that. Anyway, let me have, before I run out of time, let me have each one of you, maybe if you can think of something quickly, to a tip that maybe people can take if they get frustrated with their gardens. I imagine that's probably, there's a lot of frustration given all the rain we've had, even trying to plant anything this year. Kathy, I'll start with you.
Okay, well, one thing I've found, if you get a plant and you really like it and it's not doing very well in the spot it's in, move it to a different spot. Maybe it likes more sun, maybe it likes less sun, but you can, perennials you can move. So
very good. Pat Asbury, I'll move to you if you have a tip.
Well, it's just that it's grounding the flowers out, so just keep them, you know, make sure they have drainage in your pots so that they don't drown. And it's just a hard year for gardens right now.
I was going to say, it's not, but it's not necessarily, I imagine, I mean, if one of you can say this, it's as dire as maybe we think of with production agriculture and the corn. And
it's just like farming. No. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
We have lots of weeds, too, which we're not very proud of, but that's what happens when it rains all the time.
Yeah, I hear that. Lindsay, any tips from you?
With all the rain that we've been getting, maybe try aerating the ground around it. That way you can get some oxygen into those roots.
Okay. Pat Kane, any advice from you?
Relax. Don't get super upset about it. Just take a deep breath. And as the other three have said, try something else. Move it. Trim it.
And don't panic.
Talk to it. And don't panic.
Are there things that you could still even start growing inside at this point and then move outside if the weather ever actually cooperates for more than 48 hours?
A lot of people are just putting their gardens in now, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing that the master gardeners are about, too, is to help teach other people how to do what we're doing.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. It's teaching other people, too.
Mm-hmm. I imagine as they see you out on the garden walk, they'll be able to ask you questions, and you'll be able to help a lot
of wonderful.
People.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yes.
Wonderful. All right. So again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the Knox County Master Gardeners Garden Walk. Again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the spots include, well, you can find them all on our community events page at WGIL.com. Pat Kane, Lindsay Cabot, Kathy Breeden, and Pat Asbury, thanks so much for coming in today. Thanks for all you do for the community, and best of luck with the garden walk.
Thank you.
Thank you.